This is the VOA Special English Education Report. Current and former students from Berklee College of Music in Boston recently returned to the United States after 3 weeks in Kenya. They were part of a cultural exchange program created to influence lives through music. They taught music, performed, and donated instruments to a Kenyan community center. They also learned about traditional Kenyan music. Music is an important part of life in Kenya.
Growing up, I sang a lot in school, and we had competitions in choir and music every year.
Sam Lutomia works for the Berklee College of Music. He was born and spent his early years in Kenya.
When I moved into the States, I got exposed to a higher level of music, and I was like, there's something that I can do now that I'm in the States.
He helped to create a group called Global Youth Groove. Its goal is to bring Western music to young Kenyans and get them to consider music as a career.
I started talking with students at Berklee College of Music and faculty members, and they all responded positively, and we started collecting instruments.
13 Americans made the trip to Kenya in July. They included 4 high school students from the Boston area. One of them was Marina Miller.
We started out in Nairobi, and we got a chance to meet local musicians there and listen to them play.
Project coordinator Aaron Culverson says the Americans presented a gift during a visit to Kakamega in western Kenya.
We've gathered like 20 instruments. We have some recorders. They also had an entire drum kit, laptops, and recording software.
Many Kenyans attended the activities offered by the group. Berklee student David Chapman says, for some of the Kenyans, it was the first time to see and touch such instruments.
Their music classes would just be them reading books about Western instruments.
Aaron Culverson says, music can give someone a sense of power.
When you put music in front of kids, it seems that their minds open up. Music gives a chance for them to express themselves through song and writing the song.
The American group also performed at a national music festival. During the trip, Aaron Culverson says they met with local musicians and listened to them play. They also learned about traditional Kenyan instruments, dances, and songs.
Jambo, jambo, bwana, mizuri sana, habari gani, wageni, wageni bishwa, Kenya yetu, hakuna matata, and that pretty much is saying, like, it's nice to meet you in Kenya where there are no worries.
Trip organizer Sam Lutomia says he is happy with the energy levels the exchange program has produced. He hopes the trip will take place every year and expand to neighboring countries. And that's the VOA Special English Education Report. You can read and listen to our reports at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Bob Doty.